North Adams, Massachusetts' smallest city, has the highest rate of violent crime in the state. That's according to a recent report by the FBI analyzing cases of murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault. WAMC sat down with Mayor Richard Alkenbright to discuss city law enforcement.
Numbers don't lie. You know, I'm a banker for 36 years and then in the business of financial management with the city. Numbers don't lie. I think what we have to do is really look a little bit deeper inside the numbers and understand that these are reported crimes. When we talk about domestic incidences or burglaries or I think rapes were mentioned in there, some violent crime, these are reported crimes. And we need to really kind of winnow down in that a little bit and try to figure out, you know, how many of these actually went to court and how many actually resulted in convictions. Refusing to understand that the reporting is consistent throughout. So, you know, whether it's Lawrence or Pittsfield or whomever, I think those statements would ring true.
So the FBI reported that North Adams has the highest rate of violent crimes in Massachusetts at 1.38%. Mm-hmm. The city has an active law enforcement here. It's not the Wild West in the western Massachusetts city.
No, it's not. And I would suggest, too, that, you know, I would walk down any street in the city of North Adams at any time of the day, and I would feel safe. But that's certainly my opinion. I'm going to say that as mayor, correct? But at the end of the day, you know, these numbers are reflective of, I think, a lot of things that we really need to be looking into more closely. I think certainly some of the socioeconomic demographics that we deal with, certainly, you know, not to ignore the drug issues that we have here and some of the drug-related crime and kind of see where this is at. But I think the most important thing to do is really look at the numbers and start to proactively think, how can we prevent this from happening in the first place? And that really, to me, is the key.
Officials say that opioids and the opioid epidemic is in part the crux of the problem that's in this region. What other problems do residents have that might have something to do with the rate of high violent crime?
Well, I don't know about violent crime, but crime in general, let me just talk about that a little bit. And I do agree with the opiate situation, and typically that's a crime in the opiate world is mostly against, you know, a user and a dealer or something. It's a transaction gone bad many times. But on the other side of that, I do think that nowadays, there's a certain sort of desperation with people. People who have been, immersed in this in the recession since 2008, who have never come out of it. People have, socioeconomic issues. People, generational poverty. I think desperation sometimes, kind of brings about some of these situations. And so I think that's another thing we need to look at. You know, why are people committing crimes? Are they out of desperation? Do people break into houses because they have to to sustain their life? And we have to look at that and really try to understand that.
A big topic that was in the mayoral candidate race, which is still ongoing, and a thought by many in the region, is do you regionalize law enforcement? Is that a way to strengthen the region as a whole, or does it give a little less attention to the areas that are needs? What are your thoughts on that?
I think right now, I think we have, in a sense, we have some sort of regionalization going on. You look at the efforts of the district attorney's office. District Attorney Capeless has done some wonderful things around drug crime and some other types of violent crime. Our Berkshire County Crime Task Force that works together, it's state and local police, along with the district attorney's office, that works together on all types of crime, predominantly drug crime. So I do think we have some of that going. Our mutual aid, certainly, and our departments are in conversation all the time. And when I talk about departments, I'm talking about, Washington all the way up to North Adams or Clarksburg. I mean, it just really, we do have a really communicative set of public safety officials here.
North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright speaking. Pittsfield was ranked 9th at 0.79% for highest per capita rates of violent crime in the state. Springfield's rate was 1.03%. Albany, New York, and Bennington, Vermont were both at 0.89%.